Hello and welcome once again to Nova Gaia as we explore the love of this new now moment. Thank you so much for being here today. We've gathered our lovely crew of the Fae and the Angel as we begin to step into this now moment of love. So what's happening in this now moment, in this great transition of this great awakening? I feel that we are finding a new freedom from within. Spirit comes so freely now, and it lifts our hearts, our minds, our joy. Things are coming in new perspectives, transition quickly. Things are changing and they're happening, and yet, in the same breath, things are slowing down. Timelines are being dropped. Things are being changed. A transition from chaos to love. What is this crazy time I'm speaking of in this now? Well, it's transition. It's life. It's change. This is part of our great shift of who we're becoming, of what we're becoming. I'm talking about freedom, a freedom from within, a freedom of a connection to a great spirit, a freedom of knowing the unlimited possibilities of love. So when I talk about freedom and letting things change and letting this transition happen, what are some of the feelings that it brings up for you? Okay, our angel, what is it when I talk about allowing a judgment-free time to give a space of freedom for others? What stories can you tell us?
Well, a few years ago, I was having lunch with someone I know, with a friend, and so much of her story that she was telling me about what was going on with her family, the message that came through again and again was, "My sister is so stupid. Can you believe that? My sister is so stupid." And she was just telling me about different things to do with the family. Her father had been very ill. And again and again, every time her sister came up, she didn't necessarily say the words directly, "My sister is so stupid," but it came up. "Can you believe she said that? Who would do that? What a stupid thing to do. What a dumb thing to do." It was over and over again. "My sister is so stupid." Well, that really opened my eyes and made me listen a little bit more in other conversations to see what themes come up. And I realized how much we tend to box people in, how much we tend to limit them, especially with the people we've known the longest. I've got friends I've known for a very long time, and I'll hear certain judgments and descriptions used on them. I've felt them be used on me. One time I had friends over for dinner and left the oven on preheat, and the mini quiches I made were burnt on the outside and raw on the inside. I got defined by that for years. It was in an apartment. I never had an oven that had a preheat setting. It was a mistake. It was an error. I was defined by that for years. Why? Well, that's stupid, especially for people who've known you for a long time. Well, ultimately, I realized I needed to listen to myself. Not just the words I say out loud, but the words I think in my head. How do I box in other people? And I realized I had an experience recently where I spent some time with some family. And what I realized I needed to do was to stop my version of my sister is so stupid. I don't have any sisters, so that's not my definition, but just as an example, I had to not get drawn into limiting the people I love with antiquated definitions. Now, there are some cousins who kind of repeatedly validate those definitions that show up in the family about them, and it's a challenge. Repeatedly, I have to remind myself that they are here to teach me. They are my teachers. And I need to continue to hold open that space, hold open that definition, and allow them the ability to expand beyond that. And allow me, gift me with the ability to see them beyond that limitation. So ultimately, what I did was every time I wanted to box someone in with a, this always, they always, they never, always and never are really key signals, red flags that say, you're narrowing things too much. You're not allowing them to be themselves. And also understanding that I only see the outside. Yeah, as an energy person, I can get other senses too, but I'm not living their life. I'm not in all their places and spaces and relationships and experiences. I have to give them the freedom to fully be themselves without me boxing them in. So when those always and never, and this is just like, what, something you did when you were five? Come on. I would remind myself, I don't do that anymore. And I would picture a huge space surrounding them with a huge, huge, huge cavernous space, gigantic, that gave them full range to be themselves. And let them be themselves.
So you gave freedom by releasing boundaries.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I had to realize that I was able to have boundaries for myself. Just because I'm allowing somebody else freedom not to be narrowly defined by me doesn't mean I have to go along with everything they do, everything they like, everything they are. I can let them be that and say, that's not for me. Energetically, emotionally, mentally, that's not my arena. That's not where I go.
So you stayed with your personal truths. You stayed with what your love, what your light is, and allowing them to stay with what they loved.
That's yes.
Amazing.
So absolutely. It's like, oh, well, you want to go do this, or this is how you want to act with that. Okay, I'm going to make another choice. What can I do in these parameters? What can I do that works within my boundaries? And I'd go do that. And it might mean that you're separating yourself and going in another room and taking some time, but not with animosity, not with anger, not with upset, not with annoyance. Just, okay. These are my options that I see right now, and this is what I would enjoy. This is what I want, and I'm going to let you enjoy what you want.
So your freedom of who you are without judgment allowed you to give freedom for others to be who they are, but yet you found a balance from within that you didn't allow them to shimmy or shake up your personal happiness. That's tolerance. That is exactly what this age of Aquarius is about. I mean, it sounds so simple, but yet complicated in the fact that you really allowed the love to hold the space, to love yourself enough to make sure you had your happiness, but yet you did not impose your judgment upon others to create chaos, to create conflict, to create a drama, but instead you kept the peace, the love, that tolerance, that compassion to continue to flow. I have a feeling that the fairy has more to comment about this, and she may have another direction to take us even deeper with this way of transitioning into love as an answer without judgment.
It's a big theme. Personal freedom. It's a great thing. And I so appreciate hearing your stories in Kay and Rachel. Personal freedom you can only have if it's for everyone. The freedom that you take for yourself, you have the responsibility to give to everybody around. Which sometimes, you're right, Kay, it's so hard when it comes to family. And you know, being in the healing profession, you also see so many other options that maybe bring more life to the people, or maybe where you think that would be a good direction for people to go, but that allowance for yourself is that really strict as I allow for myself to do or go the path that is right for me, being my complete truth. That right gives me the responsibility to absolutely, you have to give that to everyone around you. And it's beautiful because the way that works, it really releases out of that all judgment, you should, you need to, you blah, blah, blah. This we all grow up with, the boxes that we put ourselves in, the boxes that other people prepare for us. There is just no box. And we don't live in a vacuum. We're always surrounded, we're always influenced by the people that surround us. And being spirit, as much as we're being human, as we're going into this new age of love, of kindness, of allowance, of truly allowance, it really comes that choice that we make for ourselves to be happy, to be enjoy, live in joy, in beauty. It's contagious. And for the people who stay in their box, because that's how they define themselves, it is something that as you get outside the box and allow people to be whatever they want to be, but taking at the same time your own freedom, very like, I'm going to do this. You do whatever you feel, but I'm going to do this. It is a seed for them that allows them, even if they may not recognize it in the moment, but it is a seed for them to actually at one point in their life, oh, I don't really have to do what I've always been doing. Oh, I really can make different choices. And the more you take that personal freedom and allow for others to be the same, the more you start shining and being bright and really living in your own passion, in your own creation, it just is infectious for everyone. And that allows other people. Because when we judge, in the end, what we judge in other people, we always judge within ourselves. There's always that mirror. So as we lose that and just be ourselves, in the end, that's how we get to love, because I'm doing what I love and I allow you to do what you love. That's creating more love. And it's creating the flow where we all can live with in our own freedom, in our own way, and being okay with what other people do.
It's so wonderful. It is just love. And I'm going to add to that it is this freedom. It is this personal responsibility of not judging, of allowing others to love. But it has to be done now. Meaning, this is the moment that exists. That this freedom, this love, this tolerance, this compassion that we speak of is in this moment, this now moment of every moment, is to pull this energy of living in the now instead of holding on to, say, Kay's story of the quiches being a little crispy. If you hold on to the past, you're not allowing the freedom of the now to be with you. If you hold on to what others have said, if you hold on to mistakes that others have made, if you put boundaries, we can't be free. And freedom is from within. Freedom is being you, your most perfect state of you. I can't be you. I can't have the same feelings as you. I can't know what it's like to be in your shoes. I can stop and be empathetic. I can stop and look at your perspective. But freedom for me is allowing you to be free to be you and not holding what you might have done as a child, what you might have said 2 weeks ago, or an action that happened 2 hours ago. In this now moment, this freedom is love. It's a judgment-free love. A love of self, a love of the world, a love. And it's a conscious love. It is consciously letting go of what was said, what actions were taken, and a forgiveness. Hey, I'm very critical of myself. I'm really, really good at taking something that happened and thinking about it in 20 different ways. And what has happened is that it just gets more chaos in my head. And I used to create situations where I would judge and I would put up boundaries and I would lose my freedom. And I would lose my freedom. I would lose my love for myself. And I would be in chaos. That's the only way I could talk about it. It's in my head. And I think, dear listeners, there might be one or two of you that know what I'm saying, where these voices creep up, the what ifs and the buts and the should'ves and the could'ves and the would'ves. And if I would have done this different, and if she would have said that, and if he would have acted that way, and if this and that, and yeah, you get lost and then you get dragged down.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing this up, because that is really important, like living in this moment and taking the freedom to act differently.
taking this freedom to act differently. Say that again.
That's so important that we recognize where we are, and you know that there's that we have choices, but that we don't have to act in the same way that we always did. The choice is that personal freedom to take on, like, I want to be heard, so I have to listen to you as well. It's that reciprocal freedom. That is the only way freedom works. It's the only way freedom works. What I take for myself, I have to give to everybody around me.
I felt like Wonder Woman. That was an amazing comment. So empowering.
Yes. Now, I actually have a magic wand to help with this.
Yay!
Hey, I do. Because it takes a while to change your behavior. It doesn't just happen with one decision going, I'm not going to do that. Because it'll sneak up on you, because that's the way you've always thought. That's the way you've always done. That's the way you've... Whether it's that negative self-talk and recreating imaginary conversations or imaginary accidents or horrible things that really, they didn't happen. You don't really need to imagine it. It's not helping you. It's not helping anyone. Whether it's those boxes and judgments that you put on other people or on yourself. And my magic wand is this. Simply the words, I don't do that anymore. I did this. Seriously, it's that easy. I did it with more recently with procrastination. I realized I was putting some things off again and again and again and just not getting to them because I didn't want to do them and I was making them too big and awful. Most people experience that at tax time, right? But there's other times too. And I just made a decision. Okay, I'm done with procrastinating. It doesn't get you anywhere. It's best to do the thing you don't want to do first, get it out of the way, and then you can enjoy yourself. And you don't have to drag your feet on everything else because you feel guilty and bad that you're not doing what you're supposed to. So when I would find myself starting to say, oh, I don't want to do this, or I'm not going to face that, I would remind myself and say, hey, I don't do that anymore. Let's get this over with. Let's make that phone call. Let's clean that toilet. Let's do, you know, whatever it is. I don't do that anymore. I don't put that off anymore. I don't procrastinate anymore. And it helped me. And then when I had this situation recently where I was ready, it was so tempting to start putting someone in that box, that old box. Oh, what horrible eating habits. Oh my goodness. You need to take a walk. You need to do some exercise. You need to da da da. Oh, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. And I had to stop and think, what do I do instead? What else? I thought of our dragon heart and an experience she had recently with a situation of family, and she just expanded in love. Oh, okay, I have to expand in love. I thought of our fairy and an experience I'd had in a meditation of being held in that large cavernous space that allowed me to fully express myself in any and all ways without judgment, without limits, to expand and expand and expand as much and as long as I wanted to, without a requirement that I expand because I'm fine just as I am. And knowing I would be accepted no matter what in that space, even for the things that she might put up boundaries for herself and say, that's not my interest, that's not my thing, that's not my calling, that's not my deal. Oh, so I don't do that anymore. And what I do instead is expand a place of love for them to exist in and be themselves. And the strangest, most amazing, most wonderful thing was, at the end of this time period, I did notice that the eating habits were a little bit better. And that He was joining me on some walks. Things changed because I opened it, but I also recognized that I needed to just allow for that in that time and that place and not box him at all with anything even about that, to not see it as a comparison, to not see it as a judgment, but just to accept, ah, that's very nice, that's interesting, and allow him to be who he is and expand and contract in that big space of allowing and freedom. And you know what? It let me be free too.
What a great magical tool to share with all of us. I believe, listener, you just got your own magical wand from the angel. Is this not something that we all can do? A change, a choice.
It creates ease within ourselves, within our journey. It creates so much ease and grace to just follow that path of allowance. That is true freedom for ourselves as much as for the other person. And as we expand in that love, this allowance is truly love, you can see the change happen. There's magic. That's true life spirit magic.
That's the alchemy that we speak of. This is the transition, that ooey, crazy, gritty, sometimes awkward love. Love. Love for self, love for others, love now. And the actions of non-action.
And I want to just say one more thing about, you know, when we talk about how we're so hard on ourselves, like, I should have done this, and, you know, reliving these moments when we're not at our greatest. You know, Kate, what you're saying is like, you just accept it, that was, and I can do better. You know, I'm not doing this anymore. In that moment, with kindness to yourself, you're giving that kindness to others as well. You're not being hard on yourself anymore, and that makes it much easier not to be hard on anybody, on the person that you were judging. So you're lessening that judgment, and you're creating more love with kindness, with compassion.
Awesome. So, thank you, dear listener, for being here with us as we talk about freedom, your personal freedom, the freedom of love, and the unlimited possibilities of this age of Aquarius. We are in our great transition time, and things are shifting, they're changing. But as Kay gave us a magic wand to give us a choice to choose love for ourselves, to break down boundaries, to not be judgmental, but instead to be open. Open for the unlimited love, the unlimited possibilities of this now moment. You can learn more about what Kay and Gita have for us. There's wonderful blogs at novagayalove.com. There's old podcasts. There's incredible mandalas. And of course, our book to help you on your personal journey, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia. We're here to assist you, to guide you, to help you, and to love you, because we already know that you're perfect. You are a co-creator in this world. We look forward to hearing from you. Give us a ring, write us a note, and we will hopefully hear from you soon. Until then, well, we think you're perfect, and we really love you.